right. He came from Bitlinga, Oetire, province, Brandenburg, Germany, came to Texas in 1846, one of Texas colonies. And his wife died when they came into this country, leaving him with one son. Then in 1860, he married my grandmother, Anna Weiss. And she was born in Dithheim, Wittenberg, Germany. And she came to Texas in 1859. And my mother was the oldest of the children, Anna Bright. She married my father, Tom Lindeberg, in 1888. And we were seven children. And I am the third oldest of the family. And my father to Texas, and he was the son of Johann and Tolga Lindeberg. My grandfather was born in Fischland, Germany, and he married my grandmother, Tolga Margrethe Fossler, in 1850, and she too was born in Friesland, Germany. And they came to Texas in 1868. And they had three sons. My father was the oldest of the three. And then I married Frank Mussman in 1915. And in 1924, my husband, son Ray, and daughter Hazel moved to George West, Texas in Live Oak County in 1924. And from my husband's side, he was the oldest son from Fritz Mussman, and he was born in the province Hanover, Germany in 1869. And he came to Texas in 1869, and he married Josephine Reinhardt. And these children, there were 15 children, 11 grew to be grown people. In Hanover County, at near George West, we have been a farmer, and we've seen hard days and good days. When we first came, we bought an 80-acre tract of land, which was all in brush. We had to have beer made, and we worked forward, had a nice garden, and sold vegetables in the stores and also on the route until the highway 281 came by. And then from that time on, we just sold it in the store. And my husband, Frank Mussman, died in 1952, and my children are grown and married, and I have two grandsons. One grandson, I had two, one pet. When my grandparents first were in the country, they farmed with oxen. That is from my mother's side, but from my father's side, when he came, they had already been a working mule. And of course, they too had to make beer and build houses, love having work. Then from my mother's side, that grandfather, he was amazing. And he built houses out of rock. And up today, there is still some of the buildings standing on the home place. We came in 1924 to Libel County near George West. We had to have all the fields made. At first, we had Mexican labor to make us some fields. And then in the 30s, the Depression came. Everything was just dirt cheap, you might say. And then, of course, we never really felt the Depression like some people did. As we had that nice garden and could sell some vegetables, which helped us with the grocery bill. And we can And then later on, when these bulldozers came in, we had to move the meat with the bulldozers. And then actually, the oil company came into Lavo County, which really helped the people on their feet. When we moved here, the household and the farm implements were sent with a freight train. And my husband, he came on in with that freight train from Hondo through San Antonio to George West, as we had the livestock in that train also, which were 9 head of cattle, 1 horse, over 100 chickens, and some turkeys. And then when he came to George West, he got the horse on out and went to my uncle, Stephen Brighton, and his brother-in-law, Earl, and they came with the wagons and hauled that all out of the freight train and put it on a place 6 miles west of George West, where we first rented an 80 acre. And then we bought an 80 acre to the east. And then my husband went on back, and he brought the wagon and the 4 horses that were left yet, and his hound dog, and came overland from Hondo to George West. And the next day, his sister and family came on by and got me and the 2 children, Ray, 6 years old, and Hazel, 2 months old. And we built a little house on the farm where we still live today. My son lives in the valley at Cherryland, and my daughter in Peace. And then we still keep a farm in there. And then at first we had the wagon to move until in 26 when we bought the first car. It was a schoolhouse right there close by. And then at that time it was a one-teacher schoolhouse in the country. And all of these little settlements had their own little schools and one teacher, sometimes as many as 40 children in the school. And them teachers taught from the first to the seventh grade. And the teacher wasn't a married teacher, that he lived in the settlement, we would have the single teacher and they boarded somewhere in the neighborhood. Yeah. Happy days, and although just a few months, but they always had their program night, and they would give an ice program, and all the children had something, little words to say, which was really something for them to learn, to get out in the public and speak, and they were all pretty good at that.
And when
my grandfather first came to this here country, land was selling from 25 cents to 50 cents an acre. And when we moved to George West, that land here, this open country, was selling from 20 to 30 dollars an acre. And when the Depression years came, it went down to 10 and 12 dollars an acre. But now today, in 1973, that very land is from $200 to $400 an acre. Poor Bob came here first. There was no entertainment of it except going to church and by church doing and having Sunday dinners together. And in week time, everybody stayed at home and worked because the transportation was slow with either steers or horses or mules. Up until when the automobile came, well, then the people could go further off, and they did. But it didn't matter then anymore if they wanted to go to some kind of entertainment. country, they didn't have these modern, up-to-date washing machines. They had to wash with the red board, and they had that old iron kettle where they boiled their clothes at. And then ironing was with a flat iron that was heated on coal. And then the first settlers, when they were here, the roofs were just scraped through the brush. And the women had to work harder. All, as a rule, had a big family. And there was lots of laundry to be done, taking them all day to get that ironing done then with these flat irons. And all the children from little on, they were in the field picking cotton or gathering the corn or topping the milo maize, as there was no thresh machine at that time or combine to come along. It had to be hand-topped and hauled home and then threshed with the stick. And corn had to be hand-shucked and with a hand-shellered shell. And corn was cheap at that time, so was everything else. The corn was taken to the liner and had it made into cornmeal, but flour could be bought. But the very first settlers, they had to take their wheat to have it dry for flour. There was a little country store, and then once a week they would meet around through the settlement with their wagon and gather up the eggs and chickens that the farmers had to sell, and would take an order what they wanted next week in the grocery line. And some of them had a sample book with them that had material in the store, but a little sample was in the sample book, and by that, those women would pick what they want, as the traveling was in a slow way at that time. And so he would bring them the material or thread, whatever they ordered, what those little country stores had, and stuff.
And the best time of the family, when I was a little boy, we'd work with one mule next to a Georgia stock, which is looked like a walking cow with one street. Then later on, we'd work with two mules or horses, whatever we had, and we'd work two. Then later on, we'd work four. We'd have four hooked to a plow, or what you call a middle buster, and then you would have to walk up and down behind that mule all day long, or four mules, whatever you were working. And after you had to do a plow, then you had to go in there and plant, which we had a riding platter, a lot better than walking. And then, after planting was done, and of course cultivating was coming along, we would have to cultivate and harvest our crops. And it was all year long something to do. Haymaking time came, or we would know the hay or the mowing machine with four of our two horses. Let it lay on the ground about 3 or 4 days till it got dry. We would have a rake it up, take a foot apart, and chop it. Then after, later on in the winter, we needed hay, but we would haul it in on a wagon. Had 2 mules hooked to a wagon, load the hay on the wagon, bring it in,
A lot of people. Yes. Tell him that I am in the Hard